Clearly, Senate Republicans who oppose the release of the $350 billion, one of them would include Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. He's with us now. Good morning and welcome back, Senator.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
So you plan on voting against releasing the money. Why?
Well, there are too many reasons to go over today. We can't continue to spend and borrow this much money without doing long-term damage to our currency and our economy. But the reasons, I go back to that the first round of the bailout that weren't used the way they said they were used. And I didn't vote for that, but many, I know, Republicans who were talked into it by the panic now see that only a couple of weeks after they said they had to have it for one reason, used it for another, and even violated the law, we think, in many cases, by giving it to the auto companies. So there's a lack of trust here. Now, we have met with the Obama administration. A lot of people are trying to keep an open mind on this. But the things that they said that the first round of this bailout money would do have not been accomplished. The stock market's 22% down since then. And my main reason for not supporting it is the structural causes of our financial crisis have not been addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And such as our tax code in general, the fact that our taxes are going up next year, the fact that there are many things that local bankers say can be done other than this large trough of money.
And clearly President-elect Barack Obama has been lobbying very hard to get this release of the money. Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff, and Larry Summers, one of his economic advisors, met with the Senate yesterday. Did he address any of those concerns that you have?
He did, and I was in the meeting with Summers and Emanuel, and all of us very much appreciated them coming up, and they were clearly very genuine, and I think maybe more honest than the last presentation we had from the current administration, in that they did not say we had a panic to something we had to do this week or next week. They more or less wanted the money available to do things as they came up. And I think a number of us feel like this is just an additional part of the stimulus package for the economy. So the recessions are caused by uncertainty. And the problem with what the government is doing now is creating more uncertainty and rather than long-term predictability in our tax structure, our regulatory structure, and other things. And so if we're not going to address the real causes of the problems, I mean, trillions of dollars didn't suddenly just disappear from our banking system. We're not talking about what caused the problem. We're just throwing more money at it, money that's borrowed and money that will have to be paid back by our children and grandchildren. And this just seems to be a compulsive just reactionary response rather than a thoughtful plan to fix our financial system long term.
Well, Senator, yesterday one of your colleagues, James Inhofe from Oklahoma, said that he thought this vote, which looks like it's coming up today, was a fait accompli, that you and your allies were going to lose this vote. Do you agree with that? And do you have a next step if that's indeed the case?
Well, it looks like it could be close on the first round, and a lot depends on how active Americans get. There have been several bills in the last couple of years that we thought were going to pass easily, but because the American people got angry, they emailed and called, actually changed the minds of a number of senators. The auto bailout is a recent example.
That would be democracy at work, right, Senator?
Well, and it's one of the reasons I got up this morning to call in, is Americans just need to know that we're spending money we don't have, doing things with it that we don't know what we're doing, and it's an incredible amount of money. We're talking about levels of spending that, you know, a couple of years ago they said we could not possibly have that much money to fix Social Security, and now we're looking at just throwing it at something that we're— It's more of a more or less a vague problem. So I'm just encouraging Americans to call and email their senators today, let them know that there's a concern so that maybe at least the senators will know their constituents are looking.
And given all of those concerns and given the economic climate that we are currently in, what would it take for you to vote to release the money?
Well, I'm not going to vote to release it because they're not giving us the opportunity to amend or even develop legislation that goes with it. The thing that's going to help our economy the most, I believe, is a permanent tax rate, particularly for businesses. We need to lower the rate to be competitive with the rest of the world. And companies need to be able to know if they invest for a 5 or 10 year period that their tax rate is going to be the same. I think we've just forgotten what John Kennedy and Ronald Reagan and even Bush, when he took office, when they lowered the marginal tax rate, particularly for investors, that jobs were created, companies grew. The talk of, okay, we're going to give an employer $3,000 when they hire someone, means to me, as a small businessman, they don't understand how things work. The economy grows when businesses make a profit, and businesses are going to make a profit when they invest and grow, and they're going to do that when we have a more certain business environment. And we're not even talking about that up here now. We're just reacting, throwing money at the wall, and it's an incredible amount of money that's going to devalue our currency long term. So I'm against it, and I'm going to speak out against it all day, hoping I can talk some sense into a few of my colleagues.
Well, Senator, if I may, just very quickly, just a little window into the Senate. This vote was going to be on Friday. The fact that it's today seems to reflect an attitude by the majority leader that he thinks he has the votes and that this will pass. Do you think that that's going to be the case despite calls and emails from your allies?
Well, I think probably now he thinks he has the votes, or he wouldn't be trying to move the vote up, although a lot of people want to go and do something else tomorrow rather than be here. We'll see, but I've been surprised before by what a difference the American people can make when they get engaged, and I know the majority of mm-hmm. Americans are against this. So,
and certainly you are correct. There are always surprises in politics, and Jim DeMint, Senator, thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, thank you for bringing it up on your show.
Jim DeMint is a Republican senator from South Carolina talking about the TARP money that President-elect Obama would like to see Congress release.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.